Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. What another wonderful day that the Lord has given us. This is Brother Peter Chavula from Lusaka, Zambia. Today we are continuing with the sharing. Yesterday we are looking at decision making as we looked at the scripture in Luke chapter 15, looking at the prodigal son. So today we are going to pick it up. We read from verse 17, Luke chapter 15, verse 17 and 18. The Bible reads, "And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?' Verse 18, 'I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee.'" Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Yeah, so we have seen, as we are looking at this prodigal son, who went away from the presence of his father, the father who had abundant riches, who had wealthy, who had enough bread that he could feed from. Then we see that after he left the presence of his father, he landed in problems. So his decision that he made to move away from the presence of his father, who had wealthy, what riches, what enough bread that he could feed on, then he found himself in problems, as we can see in verse 14. It says, "And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want." So when he went away from the presence of his father, where there was abundance of food, he went into another place, a foreign country, but there it wasn't a right place for him. He landed himself in famine. So there was a hunger, and we saw that he started eating on the husks which the swine were feeding on. So he started eating the wrong food because he went away from the right place, the presence of his father, where those his right food that he was supposed to be eating upon, and that which is the bread. So the good part of it is he realized, as we see from the scriptures, the Bible says he came back to his mind. So when he came back to his mind, after realizing, then he had to make a right decision. In verse 18, we see, he says, "I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee." So after making a right decision, after thinking properly in his mind, he decided to take a step. He said, "I won't just sit here where there's famine. I won't just sit here where there's a hunger. I cannot continue feeding on these husks. But there's a place where I'm coming from. I've got an origin. I've got a source. I've got my father who can provide all these things. I need to go back to my father because I'm in a wrong place." So he decided to say, "I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee." So he took up this step to humble himself. So it's very important as believers, we humble ourselves and get back to God. So the first step was humbling himself, realizing, humbling himself, and making a confession. When he made a confession and he started going to his father, we see in verse 20, And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great away off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. So when he decided to take a step to go back to the father, just as deep calleth unto the deep, the father saw him from a far distance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So decision making is very important. When we make a decision in our heart, a sincere decision, we start taking a step, the eyes of the Lord are going to see us from a distance, and the Lord is willing to welcome us as his children. When we are in error and we want to get back unto the Lord, so that we can be back into his presence and be used as his vessels. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So he realized that he was lacking something. He needed to go back. And the Bible tells us in the book of James, the book of James, chapter 4, verse 10 says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we are not supposed to be double-minded. Our hearts are supposed to be purified. We need to submit ourselves unto the Lord. When we submit ourselves unto the Lord, then we can resist the devil. And when we resist him, he is going to flee from us. So it begins by humbling ourselves. We humble ourselves before the Lord, make a decision to go back to him in his presence. And when we get back to him, there's abundance of our blessings. So he made a right decision to say, I will arise. I'm not just going to sit and continue suffering in this bondage that I'm in. Because he landed himself in problems. He landed himself in bondage. He had no food to eat. He was in a foreign country. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We had gone in foreign countries. We are not in the presence of the Lord. We are bound in denominations, bound in different man-made doctrines, bound in the worldly pleasures. We are moving in the ways that we are not pleasant before the Lord. But then the Lord made a way that whoever is willing would come back to him, because we are free moral agents. The Lord has given us that power of the will to choose which way to go. So the Lord provided a way for us so that we can come back unto him. So we were lost, we were bound. But it takes a decision of humility and realizing in the mind that I'm lost, I'm not in the right place. Just as we gave an example of a fish, when it has been taken away from the waters, a fish dies. It cannot survive because it has been taken away from its source, because it's coming from the waters. You take a tree out of the ground, when you uproot it from the ground, it dies. Why? Because it is not in the right place. It has to be in the ground. It is coming from the ground. It is coming from the earth. So even us, as children of the Lord, we need to be in the presence of the Lord. We need that bread. Jesus is that bread of life. As John chapter 6:48 tells us, Jesus is that bread of life. So we need to be in the right place. We need to feed on the right word of God, the revealed word of God, not a denominational word, not a mixed word. That's why even when it comes to being born again, as we are getting back unto the Lord, it says, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives and abides forever. So we don't come back to him in corruption, but we need to come back unto the Lord in the pure word of God that is not contaminated. So the Lord is very welcoming to his children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we can read another scripture here in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible reads, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and thy glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just like this prodigal son made a decision, he said in his mind, I will arise and go back to my father. Here, the scripture tells us to arise and to shine, for the light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon thee and the glory shall be seen upon thee. So there's a great darkness in the world at this time, but this is a time that the children of God have to arise and shine in this time of darkness. The world is so corrupt, is so confused, as we can see. The young men, young women are confused, drinking, smoking, doing all sorts of terrible things. No desire for the word of God. They abound in the pleasures of the world. So we are warned by the scriptures that we need to walk circumspectly, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. And indeed, we are living in these days that are evil. So we need to arise and we need to shine as we walk in this evil world. So we are the children of the Lord who need to carry the light in this evil time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we are welcomed to come and eat. In Isaiah chapter 55, says, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfied not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we have been invited to come and eat from the Lord, to come and buy without money, to come and drink the waters, to come and buy this milk. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So it's not a time to be in famine. The Lord has provided the food. We need to eat upon this food. And this food is the word of God. We thank the Lord. He sent us his prophet in this last age, in this corrupt world, to show us the light, to come back to the word, to come back to the absolute, to come back to the original. What a great blessing it is that we have this word of God in this time of famine. We've got a place that where we can feed from, and that's the word of the Lord. So David was also saying in Psalms chapter 119, verse 11, blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I may not sin against thee. Praise be to God. So David was hiding the word of the Lord in his heart so that he could not sin. So we need to have that word of the Lord in our hearts. When we have the word of the Lord in our hearts, then we are not going to sin. So we need to be obedient to the word of God, and to walk by it is going to help us. He was also saying that the word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet, and is the light unto my path. So the word of the Lord is a guide. That's what leads us. As we are in this dark world, we need to arise. We need to shine. We need to carry that glory of the Lord, that anointing of the Lord with us, shine the light as the citizens of the kingdom of God. Shine the light in this dark world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Romans chapter 12 tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, yea, by the renewing of your minds. So our minds have to be renewed by the word of the Lord. Jesus Christ was full of the word of God. That's why when even he came into a time where he was tempted by the devil came trying to tempt him, was asking him, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. And imagine, by that time, Jesus was hungry. He needed food after fasting of 40 days, 40 nights. But then that idea was not coming from the word of God. But Jesus, being filled with the word of God, with his the word of God hidden in his heart, he could discern the voice that was talking to him, that this was not the voice of God. That's why he overcame by having the word of God in his heart, which was hidden. He confronted by the devil, and the devil, he overcame the devil when the devil confronted him, giving him ideas that were not right, that were not from God, which looked to be a good idea to turn the stones into bread. And Jesus says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the Lord. Why? Because he was filled with the word of God in his heart. He could quote a scripture. So we need to know the word of God. We need to hide the word of God. And the Bible says, as men as are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the sons of God. So the sons and the daughters of the Lord are led by the Spirit of God. So we need to have a foundation on the word of God. We need to humble ourselves before the Lord. As we humble ourselves, as we humble ourselves to his word, then he was going to lift us up. He is going to give us victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We shall continue tomorrow by the grace of the Lord. Have a blessed day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.